This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
What do you hear? What do you say? Hello again, wrestling fans. Welcome to the studios of the Old Bakery as we get ready to give you another exciting week here at Hamburg All-Stars. I am, as always, your host, Mr. Luke Jennings. Hoping the podcast finds you fine and dandy here in the first couple of weeks of March. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro and to hit the subscribe button here on our home, the Place to Be Wrestling Network, home of great shows such as Who's Next with This Ring, PTB Weekend Special, PTBN's Main Event, Nation Invasion, Highway to the Impact Zone, Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast, Monday Night Project, and many other great shows brought to you on a near daily basis. Please follow the network on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. And also don't forget to follow our sister network, the North-South Connection, again available on all good podcast suppliers, bringing you such great shows as New Gen on a Mission, Wrestling Warzone, The Jenny Position, A La Carte with Keithy, Extreme Theory of Dance, Chronoso, and many other great shows covering a whole range of topics and subjects. You can follow the guys on Twitter at NoSoPodNetwork. You can also find them on YouTube. Just search North-South Connection, where you can watch some of their video-only podcasts as well as some of their video and audio podcasts. You can also find us on YouTube. YouTube.com/@MemphisCast allows you to watch a whole range of wrestling from Memphis to Australia to some Japan to some other stuff that's on there. But go and give it a look. And when you're out and about online, please visit whenitwascool.com for podcasts, articles, and much more on retro pop culture, comics, wrestling, movies, TV, toys, history, and more. And also visit thehistoryofwwe.com for a whole load of information, stats, arena histories, year histories, house shows, you name it. Graham and Richard have got you covered over there, covering WWF, WWF, WWE, whatever they call it nowadays, TNA, Ring of Honor, WCW, JCP, you name it. The guys over at thehistoryofwwe.com have got you covered. This week on the show, we're covering the 25th of March, 1978. Last week, we covered the 18th of February, where we saw Future Strongmen, some amateur wrestling, and some other great stuff. Before we head down to ringside, let's see what's been happening over this last month or so. On the 20th of February 1978, history is made when Bob Backlund pins superstar Billy Graham in Madison Square Garden to win the WWF World Title. Attendance 22,092 witnessed, as well as that match, they witnessed the World Junior Champion Tatsumi Fujinami defeating Ted Adams, Ken Patera defeating Peter Maivia, Mil Máscaras defeating Mr. Fuji, Spiro Soron defeating Chief J Strongbow, Dusty Rhodes defeating Professor Toru Tanaka, Tony Guerrero and Larry Zbysko defeating Butcher Vashon and Stan Stasiak, Wee Willie Wilson and Hillbilly Pete defeating Lord Littlebrook and Little John, SD Jones defeating Baron Mikosa Kluna. 21st of February in Tampa, Florida, in the Fort Hesterly Armory, Jack and Jerry Brisco defeat Steve Kern and Mike Graham to win the United States Tag Team titles. There is a show in Jacksonville, Florida, 23rd of February. 10,000 people witness Porkchop Cash defeating Randy Brewer, Fabulous Moolah defeating Vicky Williams, Mr. Wrestling 2 defeating Tank Patton, Mr. Sayuto and Mr. Sato defeating Rocky Johnson and Pedro Morales, Ivan Putski defeating the Bounty Hunter, Jack and Jerry Brisco defeating Mike Graham and Terry Gibbs, Eddie Graham and Dusty Rhodes defeating Carl Cox and Bobby Duncombe, NWA World Champion battled WWF Champion Bob Backlund to a draw. 24th of February 1978, in the Municipal Auditorium in Atlanta, GA, Nick Bockwinkel defeats Bob Armstrong to retain the AWA World title. 26th of February 1978, Dick Murdoch defeats Ted DiBiase in St. Louis, Missouri for the NWA Missouri title during the Wrestling at the Chase TV tapings. 4th of March 1978, Wilbur Snyder and Dominic DeNucci win the WWA Tag Team titles from Jimmy and Johnny Valiant in Indianapolis. The main event of the show was Dick the Bruiser defending the WWA title against Ernie Ladd in a Texas death match. 10th of March 1978, the Municipal Auditorium in Atlanta. Nick Bockwinkle defeats Adrian Adonis to retain the AWA World Heavyweight title. 11th of March, there is a show in the Cow Palace in San Francisco. 9,450 witness Dean Ho defeating Don Morocco. Moondog Main defeating Black Gordon. Mondo Guerrero and Pepper Gomez defeating Giant Goliath and Butcher Brannigan. Tony Rocca defeating Texas Red. Earl Maynard defeating Ted Heath. El Falcon drawing with Colossus Clesto. 12th of March 1978, former World Heavyweight Champion John Pesak dies at the age of 84. 13th of March 1978, Bob Roop wins the NWA World title from Rocky Johnson in West Palm Beach, Florida. 14th of March 1978, Don Morocco and Dino Bravo win the WWF Tag Team Championship from Professor Toru Tanaka and Mr. Fuji in Philadelphia, PA. 20th of March, there is a show here in Madison Square Garden. Sorry, there is a show here in the WWF in Madison Square Garden. 25,092 witness Superstar Billy Graham defeating WWF champion Bob Backlund by referee decision. Andre the Giant, Mil Máscaras and Dusty Rhodes defeating Ken Patera, Mr. Fuji and Professor Toru Tanaka. Dick Slater defeating Baron Mikel Cicluna. Steve Kern and Mike Graham defeating Johnny Rhodes and Butcher Vachon. Spiro Soron defeating Larry Zbysko. Peter Maivia defeating Stan Stasiak. WWF World Junior Champion Tatsumi Fujinami defeating Gypsy Rodriguez. Seiji Sakaguchi defeating Wilhelm Roschka by disqualification. And then finally, 25th of March, there is a show in Springfield, Massachusetts for the WWF. 6,737 witnessed the largest turnout of pro wrestling in the arena's history. And they've got a card consisting of SD Jones defeating Jose Estrada, Ted Adams defeating Frank Williams, Seiji Sakaguchi defeating wrestling Wilhelm Roschka to a draw, Andre the Giant defeating Butcher Vachon, Andre the Giant and Larry Zbysko defeating Mr. Fuji and Professor Toru Tanaka. Superstar Billy Graham defeats Dusty Rhodes by referee's stoppage for blood. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. Just a quick heads up before we head into the episode. This episode is only 30 minutes. So, obviously, we are getting the footage from the fine Richard Land, and that's obviously the footage that exists, so we can't do nothing about it. But I'm sure what we will see will be happening. So let's head down to Vince to see what we've got in store for us on episode 12 of the Hamburg All-Stars as we cover the 25th of March 1978. Please enjoy!
The following wrestling exhibition requires discretionary viewer participation. Welcome to All Star Wrestling. My name is Vince McMahon, and scheduled here this week, we're going to be taking another look at Captain Louis Alfano's Lumberjack. Also scheduled, the tag team combination of Dominic DeNucci and Dino Bravo. In addition to that, we look forward to the opening contest, one in which we'll be seeing the Golden Terra face Mr. Larry Zbysko, and we shall return with that opening contest in just a few moments.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is All-Star Wrestling, promoted by Phil Satko, supervised by the State Athletic Commission, Howard McCall, Commissioner, Francis Walker, the Executive Director, and the officials assigned, the Chief Deputy Commissioner in charge, Nick Santoro, the Doctor in Attendance at ringside, Dr. Fred Heimbach, the timekeeper at the bell, Mike Mittman, the referees for this hour of wrestling, Wee Willie Weber, Dick Worley, and my name is Jill McHugh. The opening contest, it is scheduled for one fall with a 10-minute time limit. Here in the corner to my left, from the Amazon regions of South America, weighing 260 pounds, it is the Golden Terror. And in the corner to my right, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, weighing 250 pounds, introducing Larry Zbysko.
We've got singles action. Larry Zbysko, Black Tights, Black Boots, going against the Golden Terror. All yellow, all in one, with a mask and some golden boots. Apparently this is Pete Doherty, the future Duke of Dorchester. Wee Wheelie Web is our referee. Arm drag takedown by Larry. Not once, but twice. And thrice. Golden Terror not happy. Larry Zbysko very sternly faced here. Contract takedown again. The future living legend. Single leg takedown. Into an ankle pick. Wee Willie Wibbers down there checking the shoulders. One, two. Crowd. Don't seem to be too excited, but we've noticed this in 1978. This was taped back in the 15th of March. Literally kicking his way out of that a moment ago. However, Larry's right back. No, it's the Golden Terror. No, it's escape. Larry's Zbysko with a couple of headlock takedowns. Head scissors by the Golden Terror, but then headlock takedown again. Head scissors again. Kept up by Larry Zbysko. Side, oh no, front chancery now by Zbysko. He keeps seeing like the same people every time in the front row. There's like a. It's a husky gentleman who looks very much like Haystacks Calhoun in the front. There's a guy with a brown checkered shirt. You keep sort of seeing the same faces in the front row. Whether or not you had allocated seats here in Hamburg, or sort of it was just if you got there first, you got your seat first. Obviously, if you went to these shows, but if you're listening to this and you went to these shows back in the day, then drop us a tweet or whatever you are on X, Old Bakery Pro. Let us know. Did you have seats allocated for you? Was it sort of first come, first serve, or anything like that? Obviously, now this is 44 years old. You would be in your 50s at least. So let us know. Arm drag takedown and arm bar by Zbysko. Golden Terror gets up. Hair pull takedown by the Golden Terror and an arm bar his own. We Willy Wibber there checking. Kick to the mush there by Zbysko. Breaks the hold. Arm drag again by the Golden Terror. That's an evenly paced match. Actually, quite a sort of a nice start to the show here. Arm drag takedown again by the Golden Terror. Head scissors by Zbysko. Escape by the Terror. Arm drag by the Golden Terror. Head scissors by Zbysko. Now cinches that in. Gets the knees around the neck. Golden Terror's shoulders are down. Wheelie wibbly wibbly wibbly. Counts them. Golden Terror now tries to get out. Let's be careful of keeping his mask here in this predicament because he's in the head scissors still. Needs to try not to lose his mask as he escapes. Zbysko cinched in that head scissor. Golden Terror trying to find a way out of this. Unable to do so. Golden Terror sort of scooting Zbysko along the ring, trying to get to the ropes, but Larry's still got those legs locked. Golden Terror, yes, Golden Terror's out. Zbysko's shoulders are down, two count. And again, one, two. Golden Terror's out of the head scissors, but he's got the legs locked still. He's piling his weight on the shoulders of Zbysko. Kick out by Larry, the monkey flip. By Zbysko, Golden Terror is down. Zbysko's got him, puts him in the corner. And then monkey flips him out of the corner.
I'm sure we'd see quite a bit of anguish on the face of the Golden Terror. And if Terror wants Zbysko to back off, and the referee counted only one. However, Golden Terror got what he wanted, a little bit of a rust, but yank of the hair.
Golden Terror now with an armbar on Zbyszko. Zbyszko up to his feet. Armbar still applied. Irish up by the Terror. Drops his head. Leapfrog over the top by Zbyszko. An arm drag takedown. Arm drag. Golden Terror scurries to the outside. And the top turnbuckle covering has fallen off for some unknown reason. Golden Terror back in the ring. Side headlock now by the Golden Terror. Zbyszko drops down. They one, two, no. Zbyszko's shoulders are down, but the referee's not counting. He goes sick, one, two, no, one. He's got his hand in there checking. Good officiating here by Wee Willie Weber. Whatever happened to him? Where's he come from? Where did he go? Again, if you know anything about Wee Willie Weber, at Old Bakery Pro on Twitter. Shove off by Zbyszko, shoulder tackle by the Golden Terror. Off the ropes comes the Terror, shoulder tackle again by down, but goes Zbyszko off the ropes again. Zbyszko catches him, slams him down. Oh, kick out by the Terror. Arm drag again by Zbyszko. This is a very good match, actually. Very evenly paced, very even. One guy does a bit, the other guy does a bit. Standing arm bar now by Zbyszko. Arm drag by Terror in an arm bar of his own. Zbyszko trying to find a way out of this and up to his feet in the corner now. Big shot there by the Terror. Clobber and forearm. Oh, elbow at the top of the head. Not quite bionic, but it'll do. Kick to the gut by Terror. Clobber and shots now. Sorry, Larry Zbyszko down on one, down on his knees in the corner. Oh, Golden Terror comes in with a running kick. Knee at the side of the head. Cock in the face there by the Golden Terror. Zbyszko still on his knees in the corner. Golden Terror gets him, whips him. Oh! Zbyszko went hard in that corner. That exposed top turnbuckle that was just came off. And then Golden Terror hip tosses Larry Zbyszko out of the corner. Stomp. 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 Picks up Zbyszko. Picks him up and slams him down. Elbow by the Golden Terror. And, oh, leg drop. Not too bad. Golden Terror now, what's he going for? Measuring Larry Zbyszko, sticking up on the inside. Golden Terror. Oh, a kind of a claw, jumping claw thing. Golden Terror now with a stomach claw on Zbyszko. Zbyszko trying to edge his way to the ropes, maybe. I think he's trying to do something. Wriggling and jiggling about. Larry Zbyszko's up to his feet. Larry Zbyszko's up to his feet. Still got the claw applied. Oh, punch to the gut there by the Golden Terror. Then followed by another claw to the abdominals. Larry Zbyszko's on the ropes. Gonna break the hold. Ring the bell. Ring the bell. The Golden Terror did not break the hold. The Golden Terror did not break the hold. Wee Willie Weber has disqualified the Golden Terror.
The Golden Terror had Zbyszko going round and round in that ring, and it looked like it was just a matter of moments before Zbyszko was going to submit. Perhaps he did.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, in 8 minutes and 5 seconds, the referee has disqualified the Golden Terror. Award the decision to Larry Zbyszko.
We shall return in a moment.
Our next, ladies and gentlemen, the next contest, a tag team match. It is scheduled for one fall with a 10-minute time limit. Here in the corner to my right, from Columbus, Ohio, weighing 250 pounds, Frankie Williams. And his partner from South America, weighing 226 pounds, it is Sal Freeman. And here in the corner to my right, at a combined weight of 551 pounds, here are the Yukon Lumberjacks, Pierre and Eric. And ladies and gentlemen, here is the manager and guiding light of the Lumberjacks, Captain Lou Albano.
Lou Albano, the manager of this new tag team combination. And they are rugged men, to say the least, the Lumberjacks. Here we go.
So we've got Frankie Williams and Sal Freeman going up against the Yukon Lumberjacks. They are a new team to us here. We've got Yukon Eric and Yukon Pierre. Yukon Eric is the late Scott Irwin, a brother of Bill. He's also a Super Destroyer, amongst other things. And Pierre is a French-Canadian gentleman, I believe. Pierre is... Yukon Pierre, that's not his, can't be his fucking real name. But his in-ring career ended in 1939, so when did he start wrestling?
Big Eric in there at the moment.
He finished wrestling in 1982, and he started wrestling in 1972, so he had a 10-year career. He is in the ring with Mr. Sal Freeman. So Pierre is wearing black tights, black boots. Sal Freeman wearing yellow trunks, white boots. Pierre clobbering away here on Sal. Look at Bano on the outside, managing yet another tag team.
Eric in total control against Sal Freeman off the
that's
roll.
Not Eric, that's Pierre.
Right up in the into the other lumberjack.
Eric now tagged in, following that collision. He's a big boy. Black tights, black boots. Oh, knee to the gut of Sal Freeman. Scott Irwin looks very much... If you've ever seen Bill Irwin, he very much looks like him. Bill Irwin was also Wild Bill Irwin in WCW. He was in Memphis. He was the goon... No. Was he the goon? He was the goon in like 1996. Was he the goon? Oh, am I getting confused with my people? No, he was the goon. The Yukon Lumberjacks now continuing their domination of Sal Freeman. Sal Freeman trying to fight. He does. He scurries away and tags in Frank Williams. Red singlet, red boots. Eric trying to get him in. Oh, clobbering shot there by Pierre. Frank Williams, though, is fighting his way. Oh, he's not afraid to stand up to the big lumberjack. Frank Williams with some shots to the chest. Pierre's going, come on, hit me, man, hit me. Irish whip now by Pierre. Oh, neat in the gut, down goes Frank Williams. Pierre egging him on, neat in the back. Tags in Eric. Yukon Eric is now in. Oh, stumps to the gut of Frank Williams. Oh, kick to the chest by the big man. Gets Frank Williams up. Puts him on the ropes. Oh, right into the gut. And again. Irish whip now by Eric. Oh, beautiful drop kick there by the big man. So it got him in the gut. It wasn't a very high drop kick, but the size of it was impressive. Picks up Frank Williams. Slams him down with ease. Now measures him. Drops an elbow. Shades of his brother Bill Irwin, who would drop a beautiful elbow. Something similar. Scott Irwin now measures him again. And a second elbow. Sorry. Eric, one, two. No, 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 no. He picks up Frank Williams. Wants to deliver some more punishment.
Tag made Pierre through the ropes now. Wide open Frank Williams. And they both kick him in the chest. Frank Williams sitting to the corner. Now Pierre's going to send him to the far side. Yes.
Pierre now clobbering on Frank Williams. rams him into his partner, knee head first, head to knee. Eric now tagged in. Pierre with an Irish whip, and Eric, oh, high knee to the mush. No. Throws him into the corner, so Frank Williams can tag in Sal Freeman. Eric picks him over, brings him over the top rope with ease. Someone's got a fucking whistle. Is that Lou? Got that whistle. Someone has. Eric now punching in the armpit of Sal Freeman over an arm bar.
Yukon Lumberjacks, McMahon, did you see that 300-pound Eric drop kick the man in the ring? Did you see him throw that supersonic blockbuster elbow? Did you watch the man? Look at this. No match. It's no contest. Nearly a bag of shells. It's unbelievable. It's brutal. They should actually stop. Look at it. Stop the match. I've never seen anything like it.
That versus Louis Albano.
Pierre now in. I think it is Louis for that fucking whistle. Who do you think he's the coach? Oh, Sal Freeman rammed headfirst into the top turnbuckle by Pierre. Pierre. And a bit of sort of a Boston there. Pierre. Someone send out the dogs. Pierre. You've got Eric now. Stumps Sal Freeman. Oh, clobbering time. This match should have been over 5 minutes ago. Because it's, Sal Freeman escapes the clutches of Yukon Eric and tags in Frank Williams. Well, Frank Williams doesn't look happy about having to go in back in there with Yukon Eric. Some clobbering forearms now. Eric taking the punishment, big right hand, rocks Frank Williams. And again. Forearm smash to the back. Knee to the head. Takes him Pierre off the ropes and stomp to the gut. Please end it now. Please, please end it. You're ruining my episode. You're ruining my day. Oh. Don't blow that whistle, Albano. Motherfucker. Pierre with the legs. Stomp to the gut. Williams, oh, kick. Oh my god, Pierre's offense. If he's been wrestling for 10 years, this offense is horrible. Sorry, for 6 years, this offense is horrible. Eric now, oh, big right hand on the side of the head on Frankie Williams. Please end it, please end it now. This is getting ridiculous. Oh! Crowd are dead. No one cares. This match has gone out too long.
Eric, a moment ago, was saying something to Louis Albano. Albano, you hear that whistle in the back?
Knee of the year by Eric. Tagging to Pierre. Irish hitter by Eric. Pierre's in. Oh no! Double axe handles. One, two, three. Thank fuck for that. Winners of the match, the Yukon Lumberjacks, Eric and Pierre.
Over Sal Freeman and his tag team partner Frank Williams. If we may, let's get the official time.
It is time, 7 minutes and...
7 minutes, my God, that should have ended at 2 minutes. 7 minutes, fuck.
Pierre and Eric.
Victorious, we shall return with a most interesting interview. To my right, ladies and gentlemen, Baron Mikel Cicluna, along with the Butcher, Paul Vachon, and apparently you two fellas have decided to join forces in tag team competition.
Yes, Mr. McMahon, we want to join forces, tag team competition, and we like to meet the best and see what we can do with them. I think we're going to do good with him.
Isn't this the most unusual combination, though, Butcher Paul Vachon? Baron, of course, has been noted for individual competition. You yourself have been noted to be pretty much of a loner. So is it an unusual combination indeed?
Well, I don't really think so, because we both belong to a royal family, you know. As you know, the Baron belongs to an all-European royal family. And I happen to belong to the royal family of wrestling. And I feel, the Baron and I feel sort of insulted because you on this program here, you're good at talking to the Backlunds and the Gorillas and the Strongbows, but you never seem to want to talk to us that belong to, as I said, royal families. You know, my father was a wrestler, and his father before him, and my sister is a wrestler, and right now my brother Mad Dog, he's at the training camp in Canada, and he's training his sons, my nephews, and they're going to be wrestlers. I have a daughter that's going to wrestle. She's in the training camp with my sister Vivian now in Minnesota. And this summer, she'll be starting to wrestle, and she's going to be very good. So there's going to be Vachons and Ciclunas in this business.
That would be Luna Vachon.
Mr. McMahon, that only once in a while you want to talk to us and ask us what's going on.
You know, Mr. McMahon, Paul Vachon knows what he's talking about. He knows every hole in the wrestling business, and I know all the holes in the wrestling business myself. We can train guys. We can do anything with them. We can train them real good, don't you think, Paul?
That's true. Between the two of us, we know all there is to know in this wrestling business. The Baron has been all over the world to wrestle. He's been to Japan, and he's been to Europe. And I've been everywhere that has professional wrestling. The only place I didn't go was behind the Iron Curtain. And we have wrestled 6 foot 5, 7 foot tall Indians and Africans and Greeks and everything. Everybody we wrestle. And there is not any people that we are scared of. What do you think about that?
Well, at the same time, though, excuse me for a moment, Mr. Vachon, both of you two individuals are again emphasizing the individual aspects of your various careers. You're not emphasizing the tag team tandem. You must have teamwork. How do you think you and Cicluna will do in teamwork competition?
I think that, in all due respects, great minds think alike. And I think that Mr. Cicluna and I will get along very good in the wrestling business. I was once world champion along with my brother Matt Doug, and I am an expert at tag team wrestlings. You don't seem to know that. Well, let me take you up on it. See if you talk to us more often, you know these things about us. And the Baron many times has teamed up with me to defeat different teams, and we'll do it again.
Well, now, what about, speaking of various other teams, let's just take one right off the rack. What about Dominic DiNucci and Dino Bravo?
Well, Dominic DiNucci and Dino Bravo, they got something, I know. But how about us? What do you think we got, me and Paul Vachon here?
What about Tony Garea and Larry Zbyszko? How do you compare yourselves to that tag team combination?
I think that I can compare us very favorably to them. And where are they? How come we're not wrestling them? How come they're not here on TV right now to wrestle us? The ring is empty. Let's issue a challenge to all those teams.
Let's have it.
Sure, if they're not cowards, if they want to come out, we'll take them. Baron, we'll take them, and they're going to go like that. We'll sweep the floor.
All right, let's pick up another tag team combination. How about the one of the Paramount Samoan Chief Peter Maivia and his partner Jay Strongbow?
You know, there's a saying that too many chiefs and not enough Indians is not very good. Well, that's what happens when they're in the ring. They're both chiefs. They both want to give orders. Chief Maiva, I wrestled him in Europe, and I know him inside out. And Strongbow, I've seen him wrestle so many times, and I have wrestled him, that together, they're not much good than one by himself.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Baron Mikhail Cicluna and the Butcher Paul Vachon. Quite certain we'll be seeing more of this tag team tandem in the weeks to come. Whether or not they're going to be a success or not certainly remains to be seen. We shall return in a moment.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this next match is scheduled for one fall with a 10-minute time limit. It is a handicap match. Here in the corner to my right, from Panama City, weighing 220 pounds, Steve King. And his partner from Puerto Rico, weighing 220 pounds, is Jose Madeira. Here in the corner to my left, from Atlanta, Georgia, weighing 290 pounds, it is Luke Graham.
Luke Graham from the infamous Graham family of wrestling.
Luke or Crazy Luke, if you like. We've got a handicap match. We've got Steve King and Jose Madeira going against Crazy Luke Graham. Handicap match, Steve King. Both men are signing their match in the ring. Steve King, black trunks, black boots. Jose Madeira, red trunks, black boots. Crazy Luke Graham, black boots. No, sorry, red boots and sort of multicoloured trunks. There's some reds, there's some blues, there's some yellows, there's some greens. There's a whole sort of patchwork of colours. He is being managed by the Grand Wizard, and he's from the Graham family. I believe Dr. Jerry Graham is a relation. But he is having a fun time here with these two gentlemen, choking them there on the ropes.
Luke Graham in total control.
Oh, clobbering there on Steve King. Throws King to the outside. Crazy Luke Graham attacking Jose Madeira. Big right under the head of Madeira. Rocking him now on the ropes. Hip tosses him over. Steve King's now back in the ring. Graham catches him. Oh, rams him back first into the top turnbuckle. Excuse me, Crazy Luke Graham now. Has he been wrestling for long? Crazy Luke Graham. He is 38 here. He looks about 138. He is a former WWF Tag Team Champion, and he was the inaugural Tag Team Champion with Tarzan Tyler. He died in 2006, aged just 66, with six children. He debuted in 1961, so he's been wrestling for 17 years, and he retires in 1987. So he's the brother of Jerry Graham. There's also the... he's also related to superstar Billy Graham as well, allegedly. Yes, so he's been abound. And Luke Graham wins the match, as you'd expect. Yes, so yeah. He's been around. He'll be around. He is a thing. Grand Wizard manages him. And it was a handicap match in the 70s.
Add a little humiliation to the defeat.
It is time, 2 minutes and 19 seconds. The winner, Luke Graham.
Luke Graham victorious along with his manager, the Grand Wizard of Wrestling, and the Grand Wizard thinks that he has a prize here indeed. Yes, Crazy Luke now, managed by the Grand Wizard. And certainly, the Grand Wizard of Wrestling is equally proud, maybe even more so, of the former Worldwide Wrestling Federation champion superstar Billy Graham. The Grand Wizard obviously has high aspirations here. He wants Graham, superstar Graham, to regain what he claims is rightfully his, the Worldwide Wrestling Federation Championship, and at the same time do something that no champion has been able to do in the history of the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, not only wear the individual championship belt, but also wear around superstar's waist the tag team championship belt as well. And at his side, of course, according to the Grand Wizard, it would be Crazy Luke. So high aspirations indeed on the part of the Grand Wizard of Wrestling, and perhaps we will see Crazy Luke join forces with superstar Billy Graham in tag team competition in the weeks to come. In any event, it will be most interesting to see what happens here in the future for the Graham family.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. We said it was a short episode, and that's the end of it. That was the 25th of March, 1978. So, like I said before, I apologise for the shortness of the episode, but we have the footage that we have. Richard has done a marvellous job in trying to do his best in restoring some of this footage and getting a lot of it from places where it's been lost. So, as always, thank you very much to Richard Land. So, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully you've enjoyed the show. And your support is much appreciated, and hopefully it will continue. Just a quick note, next week on the Monday Night Project, we will be starting our journey into WCW 1996. If you want to watch the videos, you will unfortunately have to, well, not unfortunately, I can't put them on YouTube, obviously, because of the, it's like WWF/WCW, so they are behind the paywall, patreon.com/MemphisCast, £1 a month. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro, prowrestlingtees.com/MemphisCast, youtube.com/@MemphisCast. Don't forget to give friends of the show a listen. Our Vantage Point, Acid Wash Memories, Greetings from Allentown, Booking the Territory, Stick to Wrestling with John McAdam. A few weeks ago, we did an episode with Eric Strangeland on mixtapes, so you can go and give that a listen. Yeah, and that was a thing. That was a thing that occurred, and we had fun doing it. So mixtapes with Eric Strangeland, available on all good podcast suppliers. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much to the fine folk of Hamburg, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much to the WWF. And until next time.